Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there?
Good.
Sun is still shining, and guess what? God is still on the throne. It's going to be a great and glorious day.
Yes, indeed.
Amen. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com, and I'm also live right now on that TuneIn app. And guess what I found out about the TuneIn app?
What's that?
If you have a... the TVs with the smart TVs.
Oh.
TuneIn app is on that TV.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like any other app, and you can download it on your TV, your laptops, your cell phones, any electronic device.
That's a good thing.
Also live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944 if you just want to be a part of the show. All right, let us move on. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener, hi, thank you for your love and your support. Thank you so very much. And along with you is Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, they will be having free produce October the 18th, beginning at 12 noon, 2 p.m. Mark your calendars and share this information. Asking all of you still to pray for Cheryl Lee and to lift her up in prayer for health concerns. Anyone else that's dealing with health concerns, pray for me. Lift me up as well. We need to lift up one another.
That is true.
Yeah, in prayer, because it may be you next time. And if it is, if you know someone that needs prayers, just call in and we can pray for them. Pray that the Lord would touch and heal their bodies and deliver them from afflictions. In Jesus Christ's name, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, I have a couple announcements. Now, then we'll move on. It's October the 2nd. Go ahead.
Can I write on the back of this?
Yeah, you can write on the front of that under your name if you want, if that's enough room. It's October already. October the 2nd. What do you think about that? What do you think about this gorgeous weather?
I think we should be soaking it up and enjoying it and thanking God that we have it.
Amen. But not only that, it's taking away the color of our fall leaves. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that so much. Well, I like the beautiful color of the leaves.
Yeah, but they got the fall down too, man.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Mm-hmm. But thank God that we did have a little bit of rain, which kind of stopped, slowed down that process of your grass just being stubble out there like we were in a desert or something. And just pray that we do get some rain. They're looking at rain for possibly Tuesday. Pray that that does happen. But October is the month that we get our bright and beautiful leaves as they turn colors before they fall to the ground. And it's such a beautiful time of year. So
this is what we're going to be doing, because you never do that.
Oh.
And that need to be.
You mean to call in?
Just constantly.
Oh.
Because you say it fast, first of all.
Okay.
But then you don't never repeat it again, and then people be like, man, we tried to catch that, because some people are old. Like
that's true. So, you never know. You have new listeners, and you need to know that number, that number to call in.
And you just go.
Any questions?
Just give to them.
Baby. Be a part of the show.
Go ahead, baby. Give it to them.
740-383-9944. That number brings you straight into our studio where we're live and in living color.
So she's right.
Oh, it's going to be a great day, right?
Always is. Long as you...
Oh, boy, I'm excited.
You're doing good.
Amen.
Let's start.
I'm going to give you a little synopsis of where you can find the best fall foliage. Does your area experience fall colors? Yes. Some level of autumn foliage changes in most regions of North America, but it is New England, the upper Midwest, the Rocky Mountains, and parts of the Appalachians that hold the jackpot of leaf peepers. The right climate and light conditions and an abundance of tree varieties that hoard colorful pigments come together in these places. While tradition has it that Columbus Day weekend is when the color peaks in New England, the mythical maximum occurs in northern Maine in mid to late September and travels south, reaching the Connecticut shore by late October. When does our leaves change? Are we, we're kind of behind in that, right?
They, you know, they may not change this year.
They may not. Because they sure green, I tell you. I haven't seen any.
They still holding on.
Well, we'll pray for that.
I don't know now. Maybe we might. I think we might want to leave that alone. Lord know what he's doing. Them his leaves, honey.
Yeah, that's so true.
Leave them Lord leaves alone.
That's so true.
Try saying that four times upside down.
No. But I will say our number here one more time. 740-383-9944. If you would just like to call in. Okay. Now, one more announcement. Where did I do it? My paper. Here it is, right on the other side.
Yeah, there you go.
This is sponsored by the Marion County Historical Society. Meet and dine with the presidents of the United States of America. This takes place Saturday, November the 1st from 4:30 to 7:30. This event will be at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility in Waldo, Ohio.
Waldo.
Yes, Waldo.
I'm telling you.
This is their 15th annual. $42 for VIP seating, $38 for general seating, $20 general seating for children. There will be people dressed up in costume, like they will represent presidents of before and the first ladies as well. Who will be featured there is Louisa. Catherine Adams, she was the first lady of, sixth presidential first lady. William Howard Taft will be presented there, 27th president.
Taft.
Woodrow Wilson. Wow, be in costume and everything, yeah, with the hair and all that, 28th president.
Did you go
president.
To Taft?
Yeah, I did.
I did, too.
Eleanor Roosevelt, she'll be there.
She was there.
Thomas Jefferson.
He was in the...
James.
All of them went to Taft.
James Madison.
Madison went to... he went to Taft, too.
Andrew Jackson.
Taft.
Martin Van Buren.
Nah, he was too
Van
old.
Buren Street. We had presidential out on the east side. We had Van Buren Street, Tyler Street.
Y'all had all the good stuff out east.
Really? You think
yeah.
so?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, y'all lived another life.
We had Grant Street.
Y'all lived a different life. Trust me. We used to come out there. We used to be mad to them all. Like, yeah.
Was there a president named Jefferson? We had Jefferson Street.
Yeah, we got
Polk Street.
Thomas Jefferson.
Okay. Yeah. All that, the presidential.
Yeah, all of them had slaves. I thought I'd throw that in there.
Okay.
But it's true. They was all slave owners, man. I think Thomas Jefferson had over 200-something slaves. Yeah,
well, he had a long history because he ended up with children and all that and a wife. And,
man, I was looking at this dude. Speaking of children, this dude, him and his wife was at a comedy show. They looked like they must have been about 22, 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So... the guy that was doing the thing, his name is Anthony. No, it ain't. It's something else, Nate. But anyways, he asked, he said, are y'all married? They were like, yeah. He said, well, how you met Nate? Because that's his thing, you know, that's what he does. And he said, well, you guys got any kids? They said, yeah. He said, well, how many you have? They said, 12. He said, 12?
Oh.
He said, come on, y'all just saying that. And they said, no. These people look like they was about 25, 30 years old. He said,
what,
y'all was born pregnant? And he said they had a child every year for 12 years that they had been together. And then they sat there and named all of them. It took them a minute, though, because they couldn't think of and you can't think of all of them. Somebody said, man, name all your 12 kids.
I know.
You can't,
right.
I can't even name my 100.
Mm-mm-mm. This I will throw in there. Please get your tickets before
your kids do.
Friday, October the 17th. If you need to know the number, it's 740-3874-225, and that number will take you to Heritage Hall, known as the Marion County Historical Society.
It's nice over there, so you should go.
It is.
Check it out.
So, the voice you hear is Willie Harris, Tap One, my guest
Willie
for
the J is on
both
the
hours today. Yeah. How you doing, Willie?
Boogity, boogity, baby. Everything's everything and ain't nothing, nothing. If you slow down, speed up. If you're going too fast, slow down.
Okay.
We in town right now, and y'all come join us.
All right, that's right.
Don't turn my mic on, baby, because you get me started. I don't know when to quit. But anyway, you looking lovely today. You look like Autumn, though.
Do I?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Autumn has a change of things because old things are going away, and it's time for something new to become.
Amen. You know, thank
so
you. Praise God.
I think that's a good thing, man. And that's another thing, man. Y'all need to make sure this time in the world you be getting close to your God.
Amen.
Because this stuff is boiling over. We got some craziness going on, and we're right at the pinnacle, at the point of it, you know, this country. So hold on tight.
I have a thought for today.
I hope it ain't political.
No, it's not.
I'll make it then. We'll just make it political when you get finished.
Okay, what we're going to talk about is have a free mind.
Oh, yeah.
What about that?
I don't know, but we just...
We'll see, right? What does that say? A free mind is a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing.
Make sure your computer...
Somebody's using it.
Oh, okay.
Somebody else is using it as well.
Okay.
That's why it's doing all that stuff.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, but we're still recording.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
A free mind is a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing.
Uh-oh.
That's good, though.
A free mind.
Can't get stuck. It's not stuck on any, you know, it's not attached to nothing. So that means your mind is free. Most people spend much of their time looking for reasons to be offended. An open mind is never offended because it is free of any attachments. It is never the self that is offended, but always the illusion that the self has of itself that is affected by insult. If you can really understand this, deeply grasp its truth. Live it each day, then pain will be no more. Next time you feel offended, look closely within yourself, at yourself, and ask yourself what was offended. If you remain aware, you will see that it was only an image of yourself which you had become attached to. And that image did not resonate with the image contained in the insult. If you weren't attached, if you didn't identify with the wrong image of yourself, then there would be no offense taken. You would then remain free and therefore happy.
I'm looking
free
at
mind.
The man
all right.
in the mirror.
It and was
we're going
a
to
lot.
Ask him to change his
Go ahead.
Because that's what he's trying to tell you. You got to look in the mirror at yourself.
Amen.
You know, that's one thing people just have a problem with. I heard a thing last night where they was talking, and it was a therapist, and they were just talking about the number one problem that all of their people have is coming to the part where they need to take a look inside of themselves and be honest with what they see and who they see.
Right.
And
right.
a lot of people don't do that. You know, they just lie about who they lie to themselves.
Right.
And then they believe the lie. And they start trying to build off the lie. And this is what you were just reading was kind of alluding to. You can't build off of it because everything that you build off of it becomes a lie, whether you can see it or not.
Right.
Remember.
It remains.
We said rainbows is something that you can see, but they don't exist. They're not real. This is just an illusion because of circumstances.
We can't touch it.
Well, it
no,
does,
we can't.
Well, you can't. It does. It's not really there. It's an illusion. You only see it because of certain...
light?
Well, yeah, light has a lot to do with
right.
it, but the condition has to be right to make it work. And like I said, but the thing, there is no thing that you can grasp hope to. It's not tangible. You know?
Right, right.
But you can see it. So, you know, a lot of people say, man, I ain't going to believe it unless I can see it. A lot of things you see, you may not want to believe.
Right, that. And that's God's promise. God want to make sure you remember his promise that he will not destroy the earth again by water, but fire next time.
And we've been having tsunamis ever since.
We have.
So,
you're right about
that. I don't
that.
Know. I don't know what that means, but, hey, listen, he said he wasn't going to do it with water.
Fire next
them
time.
Them tsunami has been killing folk. By
yeah,
the thousands.
Yeah, I know it's been a lot of them and a lot of earthquakes
yeah,
and
boy, you know.
All kind of crazy weather and all these.
You know what? If we wake up tomorrow, see
hurricanes. Yeah,
he got the whole world. Now we used to sing that, not knowing he can spin this thing the other direction.
True.
If he just wanted to.
Oh, in time, he is.
And then the whole opposite of what we're doing, time would be backwards. All kinds of stuff would be. Anyhow.
Yeah, I mean,
he sits high. Too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I tried. I wrote a lot. I never could write just well. Tried to perfect and my
I
craft.
I got much worse. I used to could write some.
Yeah, I mean, these things are building up to
the apocalypse.
Yes. These things are building up to that. Mm-hmm. And they're going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, the players.
Yeah.
Are in. Remember that song a long time ago, The Whole World is a Stage?
Mm-hmm.
The whole world is a stage.
Boom.
And everybody plays a part.
They play a part in
the stage is set. Curtain goes up.
It goes.
The scene is the world today.
Got the
yes, I remember that song. I bet y'all think we crazy, but
well, you know,
we just having a good time today.
Lord's been good to us.
Yes,
man.
He has. And there's things that are happening that we better pay attention to.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's like we here now.
Yes, praise God.
Okay, and this time that we're in is the times that you've been hearing about that was preached about. Talked about in the Bible. We on top of that stuff today.
Yes, in the midst of it.
Yes, we are in it.
In the midst of it. A lot of people don't believe that because they've been talking about it for so long, 2,000 years. But he said it would get worse and worse. Same things that was happening then, it's just more intense and more often and more frequent and more devastation and more loss of life. I mean, that's not going to stop. It's just going to continue, you know. But he comes back and worse. Because it's supposed to be earthquakes to the point where hundreds of thousands of people's lives are lost the closer we get to Christ coming back. You know,
they be having earthquakes in places. Like I remember one year they had an earthquake in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And because of their structure, how they build things and all the ruins and cataclysmic areas where they just... The ground is not solid.
Mm-hmm.
That place, man, a lot of people died as a result of that. And it happens like that.
And
these places that don't have the type of technology to build buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like China and Japan, they doing their thing.
Right.
Man, them people over there, you know they don't stop working.
They don't.
They don't stop working at all.
I did not know that.
They had a bridge. I watch a lot of stuff, but they had a bridge that they said America told them it would take them almost 10 years to build. They built that bridge in one single year.
Mm.
Same.
Probably had a lot of people on it, too.
24 hours, 365.
Wow.
And what happened, they didn't do what we consider shift work.
Mm-hmm.
Those people lived in those time zones. So they had, like, shopping for those people that was up, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Because that's their morning or evening or whatever the thing is.
Right.
Those people lived in those different time zones. So, in other words, nothing was shut down for them. So, whatever time people were working, it's just like it is now for us, except for it's just day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so everything is always was accessible so they could have everything and constantly just be working. So you'll be a person that, you know, you work in the morning from 8 to 9. Well, that's just the time that you work in.
Right.
Okay. But just like now, when it turns 9, 10, 11, 12 and that, stuff didn't close down. That was for the other people that was on their shift. Now, if you just happen to stay up, and you can still indulge in it. But my point is, these people don't ever shut down. So with their work load that they had, these people just automatically just would come to work as if, well, this is just our regular time. So they didn't, in other words, people now in America, their work, the graveyard shift, they come home and they won't go directly to sleep.
Right.
They'll come home
and wind down.
They'll come home and do a lot of stuff. These people don't do that. They come home and sleep during the time that they're supposed to.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that when they wake up, it'll be at their shift and everything starts.
They're more disciplined than we are.
Man, I don't even know how to explain it. That's how disciplined they are. I mean, because when I was watching it, it was crazy, man. Mm. I was like, and they were just talking about how they just constantly just work, man. And they don't see it the same way. I mean, but when you are a group, a monolithic group like that, everybody speak the same language, got the same culture,
right?
Same teaching, same ideologies. Now, you know you got your different people,
right?
Of course. But for the most part, everybody think pretty much along the same way. So it's interesting, man.
I don't know if they're number one, but with the AI technology,
oh my goodness.
China.
Yeah, they actually got stuff working. You know another you know another group that most people don't know, they have flying cars, which is Rwanda in Africa. Out of all the countries, Rwanda has like actual flying drones that is transporting people. Now
what?
They're only doing two people.
Right.
But they can transport people like 35, 40
kilometers.
You said
like flying cars.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've been doing this stuff
My sister said she wanted her flying car.
They developed this stuff over 6 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, and all of their medical supplies and stuff.
Wow.
Like when they want to take their medical supply, they said it used to take them 4 hours to go like into these remote areas and drop off medicine. Now 15, 20 minutes.
I guess so. If the car is
flying. They said they've been doing this for years, man. And in Rwanda, out of all places, you wouldn't think so, would you?
No.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, man. Rwanda.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, like you were saying, technology, and I'm sure that now these guys. So, the one guy developed the car. So he decided he's gonna put it in the market. But now they're doing all this in the continent of motherland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, he wants to be enough to sell it abroad as well. Well, once he brought his invention to the eyes of the other group of people, that's when he started having all those assassination attempts.
Oh, who are you talking about, Ibrahim?
No, not Ibrahim. I'm talking about this guy's in
somebody else. Okay.
I think he's in Rwanda.
Okay.
And he's the one that invented this particular.
He must be a billionaire too.
No.
Mm-mm.
Because see, he's only dealing with his country people.
Okay.
So his technology hasn't gotten out yet. And when he was getting ready, that's what he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to spread and expand it. But they don't want you making no car or nothing that can fly on electricity. That's why this current administration is getting rid of all the wind, air, and all the different ways that you can make energy, because they want you to stay on this fossil fuel, man, because they're controlling on all that crap and they want to continue to pollute the world and the air and all this stuff. It's just stupid. It's really just like evil, but. The thing is, these guys have already created these cars. Just like if you go over and look at Japan and China, both have these super trains, man. And these things be running, I think they like 8, 9, 10 kilometers under the ocean. And they going from like one part from China and they connecting countries and stuff together,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And America, they say the reason that we don't do it because it take us too long to make decisions on things because we got too much bureaucracy because everybody want to get paid. See, the Chinese, and they ain't worried about that because government control that shit.
So
they were like, look, this is what we're going to pay you. This is what this is worth. And this is what we're going to do.
So what do you think about us going that way? Where the government controls everything and tell us what to do and what we get paid?
No.
That's where we're going, though, right?
Well, I mean,
seems like it.
That might be a form of where they want to take it, but this country, the people in this country, is too undisciplined for that. They're not gonna. They have too many likes and dislikes and prejudices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at these other countries that I'm talking about. These people care for each other.
Okay.
You know, and they all feel family. Mm-hmm. They'll work for a corporation and they'll dedicate. I mean, these people dedicate their lives to this stuff.
Wow.
I mean, when I say dedicate, I mean, they be working 90, 100 hours a week.
Oh, wait, that's a long time to be working.
These people be working, man. I mean, they got like, but you got to understand the way they got it all set up is they got where they work. They got places that they can eat. They got places that where they can refresh, take showers, do all kinds of stuff. You know, so they got stuff that these people can take care of themselves so that they can keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you get just too much and want to drop off and sleep for a while, they got accommodation for that where you can go rest and do all that. So they got it set up for them. But they
That's
got it
good.
Set up, you get your butt up and go right back to work. You imagine you be sleeping on your job. That's where you sleep.
Hmm.
You just wake up and get to working. You come back, you go to sleep.
Now that's dedication.
At the job.
That's dedication.
You wake up, you at the work, you know.
That is extreme
dedication.
You
don't go to work, you be at work.
That's how we would say it. That's extreme dedication.
Oh, yeah.
That's out of the ordinary.
But that's what they be doing, man. I mean,
oh my gosh.
That's the only way you can be top of the line like they are in technology and stuff, because if you think about it, man, United States used to be the number one as far as industrial stuff and technology. And then they started selling stuff off. And now
giving it away in the world.
Yeah, that
more
is
or
really
less.
What they did.
Yeah,
got ripped
giving
off
it
for,
away.
You know, just to line a few pockets, and they did all that and still doing it.
Yeah. That's
it's just
true.
Stupid.
That's
man.
True. That's true. And then they wonder why we're not number one in everything.
Listen, I my drain got clogged up.
Mm-hmm.
So the plumber came. And we tried the conventional thing where you go down and you run this like snake thing down in it.
Right.
We couldn't get that to work. It continued to stay clogged up. Now the reason I'm saying this is because this dude said, okay, he said, I got this other thing that I think will work better called a bladder. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because of pressure. When you got stuff, man, and you got it, and you just keep putting more and more and more stuff in it, and you don't relieve it, you're going to bust something.
Right.
And that's what's happening. Right now, you know, you just keep giving the citizens different things and telling them stuff and making up all this other stuff and lying about stuff, you know, and talking about, oh, this group is doing this to you, and got people's heads all screwed up and you know, and got them just out there ready to just go something for some reason. Like, and then don't even know why you're doing what you're doing. Because I've seen many interviews with people on the other side of thinking, and I have no idea why they're doing so.
Wow.
They're just repeating stuff they done heard.
Right.
They don't know if the stuff is real or not.
One second.
Yeah, you text like I do. That's old folks texting. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just do it in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
And then they would just write it down, you know, and everything. That'd be wild. It's on its way.
I know, that's right.
Oh, it's on its way.
I like, too much is going too fast. That her on the air.
Mm-mm. Well,
all right, that should be that. Okay. The AI.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize they had an AI show out with this girl, like Tomb Raider. But she's AI. They've been showing her. I guess this TV show has been going on, a series, for 2 years, and I didn't even know that the girl was the AI.
Well, they kind of...
You know what I'm talking about?
I know. Yeah, that technology that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because... Man, they've been slipping that in there for years.
Yeah, like
but
she's
see,
not even a real person.
I know, but when they first started, do you remember that old cartoon called Clutch Cargo? Johnny Quest.
Yeah, Johnny Quest. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Clutch Cargo was a person in there. The reason I'm saying that is because their mouths used to move,
mm-hmm.
and they would the animation was crazy,
right?
That was a form of AI. because they were trying to take something that wasn't animated, you know, mm-hmm. and make it seem like it was real.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, and it wasn't a dummy, you know, it was just actually the cartoon type thing. So they've been working with that AI thing for years. And so we've been just kind of watching it change and transform. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know it was coming to this point where it is now.
Right.
Because if you look at some of the old shows, like they have, I remember Star Trek had one where the people, when you would look at the show, not the actual Star Trek, this is something that somebody else have came up with, which is a spinoff of the old Star Trek.
Okay.
But the people, when you look at them, they look like they're almost human, but then you'd be like, no, they really ain't human. Mm-hmm. They really either drawings or whatever.
Right.
But at first, you start looking at them, well, they made that technology better. That's all.
Mm.
So now when you look, you can't tell, man.
Can't hardly tell, right.
Man.
Looks real, really.
They starting to clean up a lot of stuff too, man. Because you used to could tell by, you could look at stuff like eye movement. Hand movements were always a big giveaway.
Right, that's true.
Feet.
Or turning their head, yeah.
They'll turn their head and have a little head right here.
Right.
You know, and you know.
it's kind of scary in a way, because I saw some AI preparing dinner and
I'd have food. A house full of them.
No, I would not.
I would. Uh-uh. I'd have a house full of all kinds.
Because I wouldn't know when they turn.
All kinds. No. Come in, Nate. Yes. What you want, master?
Well, you know that one.
Go in there and fix me some egg benedicts. Yes. I would have. I'm serious. If I could, afford it. Man, I'd have robots doing all.
I don't even like Siri.
I mean, they would be shopping for me, all, driving for me, and cleaning up for me, and just answering, and definitely be outside, like just sitting as sentries. You come on, yeah, move away. Man, put that beam on you, boy.
Well, what do you think about the AI thing they have in China that has the baby in the womb, and you can, it's like see-through glass and able to give birth? Now, have you seen that?
I haven't seen it, but I could imagine that's kind of crazy.
I had it on my phone. Yeah. I don't know if I still got it, but
kind of weird. But
it is weird. It's crazy. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You know, it took them years before they would actually show a woman giving birth to where you could record it, because they wouldn't show that at one time.
Oh, I know.
For a lot of years.
It's too much.
Yeah. I don't think
it's too much to even have a baby.
That girl had 12 of them.
Some women are built like that. They can do that. I'm serious. They can just do it.
It's got to be something like that, because.
Yeah, some women are built like that.
Man, please.
Some women can't have children at all.
No, no, no.
Some are lucky to have one or two. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think God purpose. So many people, so many children with so many parents. You know what I mean? You're going to have 12. You're going to have 13. And they
hold up, Lord. Woo-woo. Hold up, Lord. Lord, oh, now back up, Jesus. I understand you the Lord and all that.
Right, right.
But that I'm going to have how many?
12,
oh,
13.
Oh, no.
Look at
Lord.
The Reese's. Woo. Look at the Reese's. 13 kids.
Look here. My last name ain't Reese then.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you, Lord, you better back up now.
But a lot of them did back
in the day.
They said,
now, Lord, they say you don't tell no lies. And I don't believe you telling
them. I remember a family had 13. Black family right here in Marion.
Well, the guy that used to live next door to us, there was 19 of them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was 19 of them, man.
That was a village, isn't it?
Shh.
In one house.
No. They originally was from Georgia.
Okay.
Now there they did live in one house.
Okay.
And then they started migrating up here. Now the ones that I knew, they were my dad, almost my dad's age.
Mm-hmm.
The boys, the oldest ones were.
Right. The kids?
The brothers, and they had brothers and sisters all the way from my dad's age all the way down to a little baby.
Oh, my.
I think the little baby was the last one that they had, which makes sense.
Cause
it wouldn't be a baby if it wasn't the last one. Yeah, so, 19, man. And supposedly same woman,
children.
Same guy.
See, yeah. She was built for that.
Yeah, had to be, man. Mm. Had to be.
Wow.
Had to be, man. I mean,
I don't know if any woman that lives today want to be.
You know, if I could just teach y'all to share how y'all think, we'd be all right as a species, as human beings. But y'all still back in the garden, man.
How so?
Okay. Men are the most simple creature on the face of this earth.
Okay.
And women hold the key to their simplicity.
Okay.
But they don't use it.
Some?
No.
May not.
None of them.
Some may not know.
None of them do. None of them.
Oh,
you know why I say that?
Why?
Because the femininity gets in the way. And that's what you start working off of being a woman, not the other person. You can sit over there and look
I'm
at
like,
me.
Okay, you kind of lost me there for a minute. Okay. Femininity. I heard
well,
that.
Well, because it's not something that I know for sure. It's just an observation, and it's not a complete thing. But it's just an observation and kind of like an opinion, but it ain't. It's true.
Really? You think
no,
so?
No, not really, but yeah. I'm telling you, man, listen.
All right. Tell me. Explain to me
okay,
what
let's
you're
understand,
saying.
Okay. This is crazy and it's drawn out.
Okay.
When God created Adam.
Right.
Adam didn't have anything to do with it.
No.
So when Adam woke and God said, look what I've given you. Mm-hmm. Eve had to already be able enough to deal with Adam. Mm-hmm. Adam didn't have any idea how to deal with Eve because he didn't have the intuition or any of that because he wasn't built in.
Right, right.
So off the rip or the jump or the beginning, she already had the ability to outthink this guy.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with that. Okay.
Her having that ability, that's why the enemy was able to get to her because she had a slight understanding Adam didn't have.
But he had the commandment.
Doesn't matter.
He had the commandment, though.
It doesn't matter because when God presented Eve to Adam, Adam automatically fell in love with Eve. Because that's why he says she's flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone, blood of my blood and all that stuff. How he knew that, I don't know. She ain't said nothing.
At least it doesn't record that she said
she
anything.
She ain't said, because she ran her mouth when she was in the garden talking to the enemy. She ain't say nothing because she would have said something. Linda, she didn't.
Okay, it's not recorded. You're right.
Okay, now all of a sudden we're going to go on that.
Yeah, it's not recorded.
Okay, so we're only going to go with stuff that's recorded. Then that's a whole bunch of stuff you can't go with then.
It's not plain, no. Now, there are some other books that do talk about that.
I ain't talking about them books. I don't know nothing about them. I'm just saying, just logically thinking that if I'm going to make something for someone else, mm-hmm. I got to make it to their desire because I'm making it for them.
Right.
You haven't made anything for me. So I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
God presented her to him.
Right.
And then he was like, oh, okay, that's good. But he didn't say, okay, now, Adam, this is your woman. Okay.
Okay.
And I took one of your ribs and I made this woman and this is how she gonna be. Right. He didn't explain nothing to him. Because if he did, it's not recorded.
No, it's not recorded.
Okay, so we're just going to assume because it wasn't recorded that he said it. just so we can keep the record straight.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm just saying that women have the ability to think a little different than men do.
Yeah, we do think differently,
but
of course.
They keep allowing men to talk them into stuff they know better than. Why is that?
It depends on the woman, and it also depends on the flesh and self-control.
Well, the way God said when he kicked them out, because if you know that God never kicked Eve out the garden, it said he kicked him out.
Both, yeah.
No, don't say that.
It don't.
No, sir. Don't say that. It's just that one guy, that he kicked Adam out.
But Adam
Eve followed.
Now, this you have to understand as well. Adam was with God way before Eve.
Yeah, so he should have known better.
There you go. And he was given the commandment. Mm-mm. No matter Mm-mm. what she did.
No, no.
Nothing no. really happened until he did.
Hey, hold up now, because see, something ain't right.
That wasn't right.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Nothing happened until
hold on.
Adam ate.
Listen.
Whatever they did.
Whatever they did.
Nothing happened until Adam did it.
The man did not know.
God held him responsible.
You know, just like the law holds us responsible. But do we know law?
No, it holds us both responsible, right?
No. The first thing they tell you when you go to court, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
True. So true.
So when did you learn the law? When did you go through a course that was going to teach you a law?
Well, Adam went through the course. God took him through the course, and he knew.
And this is what I'm trying to tell you. He didn't do that with Eve, did he?
Adam told her.
No.
He was supposed to tell her.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, not. Because, see, Adam don't know nothing about Eve. So he
but
don't
he
know.
Knew the commandment.
No, but he didn't know to tell her anything.
Yes, he did. He
no,
told her.
How you figure he knew what to tell her?
Because when the serpent went to Eve, she told the serpent, the Lord said, we can't eat of this and touch that and do that. So Adam told her what mm-mm, the Lord mm-mm, had mm-mm, said. Mm-mm. If he didn't.
Because first of all, she didn't even quote that right. Because she lied.
Well, she didn't really lie.
Yes,
I don't look at it as a lie.
Well, because she said
because
God
if
told,
I touch it, it's going to make me want it. So I ain't going to even
Lord said not.
I don't
that,
even get that close.
The Lord told her not to eat it.
Right.
Now,
nor shall we touch. Maybe Adam told her.
No,
nor shall we touch.
You keep
it.
Talking about Adam told her. Adam don't even know she doing this, man.
But he told her. She knew the law. She knew it. It's
no,
in
she
there.
Did not.
How she did?
How she know it?
Because she repeated it. She repeated it to the devil,
she
Satan.
She told the devil
what God had said. She
so,
knew.
She did know something.
Yeah.
But she didn't know it right.
Well, thing about that was he beguiled her, Satan. He is sly and cunning, God says, than any other creature that he had made. It's just sly, wicked, and evil, and cunning. And
see, that ain't recorded.
It is.
No, that all that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Anyhow, I think that because of that, men are right and women are wrong.
Of course, I knew you was gonna say
no,
that.
That ain't that's the truth. I wouldn't say that.
But a lot of men feel that way. And I mean, they do.
I don't know why.
They do. They feel that way. A lot of men.
I don't know why.
If it hadn't been for Eve,
that's what they'll say. You know, that's a good argument. But most men know better than that. But the thing that I'm trying to tell you is this. With that understanding that women do have, why do they still allow men to manipulate them the way they do?
Hoping for the better.
But experience should show us.
Yeah, if you've been through it, but
I mean, no, not necessarily ours. Just
and
from
some
watching,
people look for love in all the wrong places. They don't give God a chance.
Well, I can tell you that the bathroom show ain't a good spot.
And I tell you something else.
Mm-hmm.
Women need to educate themselves when it comes to having a relationship and how to have a relationship and what to look for. You know, because they don't know. A lot of them don't know. They don't take the time to invest in themselves.
Now, see, and I know I'm kidding about this, but I'm really serious. But I think that all boils back, go back to that whole thing in Eve and Adam and how when God created her, what he had to do for her. He had to make sure this woman was up to speed.
Yeah.
Because she had to understand Adam. Adam didn't have to understand her.
Right.
So he gave her the ability to look at him and read him. He didn't have that ability with her. All he could see was her beauty. Mm-hmm. And that was it. Because that's all he mentioned.
Right. And you know, a lot of men are like that. That's all they see.
All men are like that. We ain't supposed to be anything other than that.
Okay.
That's how God designed it.
All right.
That's why, and here's another thing. Women also take advantage of the fact that men are like that, that we're goofy over you guys and we'll do anything for you. Y'all take advantage of that. Oh, yeah. Don't look at me like that. Y'all know that men will follow y'all anywhere. And y'all will lead them anywhere. Now, I ain't saying,
it depends on a woman's intention.
I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent, because right. I don't care about that part of it. I'm just simply trying to tell you that men don't have the ability to now, some men can shun women. They can be like, no, I can handle my I guess they call their flesh, because that's what a brother told me. He said, man, my flesh don't do that to me. I got a thing I used to tell a brother all the time. If 2 minutes, if you wreck on an island, mm-hmm. and both people are really what we consider ugly, in 2 weeks, y'all both will be looking good to each other. You'll see that old wild looking woman walking through, just, you know, stuff flying everywhere and all over the place. And you just be like, you know what, boy? Come on, Eve. You've never seen in that light. And then when the boat come get you, die. I don't know her. You didn't say that when we was landing. No, I don't know. Hey, baby, how you doing? Girl, I'm married. I ain't trying to fool with you. I didn't tell you I was married. Anyway.
Oh, my. Just too late then, right?
Once you hit
Gilligan's Island. Right?
You can leave that right over there with the rest of them. Marianne and the professor.
That was the craziest movie ever. Gilligan's Island.
I wanted to choke him completely out.
We're out of time. Thank you for listening to A Voice of the People for the first hour. Hopefully you come back at 11:15 and just share the next hour with Willie Harris, Tap One, and A Voice of the People live with Linda Sims here on WGH Talk. If you can't come back, have a blessed, safe, and happy weekend. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.